Why would they want to shut down Gingrich? What he said was, Soros is behind this. And it was the same day that it came out that Soros people rented the truck that delivered all the stuff to Louisville and all the signs and everything before the riots ever happened. If they get caught at what they're doing, they lose their job, they lose their money, they may go to jail, especially Biden and Ukraine and China. If these people get caught, their lives are ruined. That's what they're fighting for, all of them.
If you have not been looking at C60 as a means to significantly improve your health and your immunities, you should be. Here's why. First, a strong and healthy immune system is your body's first defense. And for those with a strong immune system, your body will adequately fight illnesses without medical intervention. Second, C60 is safe. As long as you're taking a high quality C60 with no added fillers or solvents. Third, C60 is the best means of removing free radicals from your body that exist. It's at least 200 times better at this function than vitamin C and any other antioxidant. This is the magic. When you free up your body's resources from fighting free radicals, they then can focus their attention on healing. Every person has different needs, but the magic begins when your body can start to heal. So now it becomes clear, you need the best free radical fighter that exists, and that is C60 with flaxseed oil and curcumin. Go to sarahwessel.com/shop and learn more about why this formula is so powerful. Also available by diffuser with ultra refined C60 oil to safely get directly into your lungs. It's also the best way to help your family pets by just being in the same room. Be sure to read the research and, of course, use the current coupons to save money when you buy. Patrons also receive a 10% discount. You can find that code at patreon.com/sarahwessel. Remember, keeping you and your family safe is the most important thing you can do. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have the great Sherry Edwards coming back, and we're going to talk about some explosive information and when Trump got the COVID, when he really got it, what's going on with Biden, what's going on with Comey, what's going on with Harris, what's going on with all sorts of people, Fox News cutting off Gingrich. They won't let him talk about Soros. So she has the vocal prints on all that information. And one thing that's explosive is hypoxia. She's noticing people coming to her now wanting to know what's going on because they're coming with symptoms of hypoxia with the purple fingernails and things. And so they're doing more research to see if it's directly tied to masks or not, but more people are generating hypoxia or the symptoms of hypoxia. So get ready for that starting to build. And she's going to talk about that. This is explosive. And I got to tell you, there are some things I could not air publicly. So I did. There are things that are just for my patrons for explosive. Actually, there's two really explosive things that I did for my patrons only that one in particular I could not air publicly. So if you want to see that, you need to join my Patreon. It's patreon.com under Sarah Westall. And if you join, you can get a $50 free gift card to try the zeolite. You can also get discounts on the amazing gel caps, other exclusives. You know, the whole point is for that Patreon to more than pay for itself. And then you can support independent journalism at the same time. So also go to my website, sarahwestall.com, and sign up for my newsletter. Make sure you get notifications. I just switched my provider, so I'm hoping it goes into people's email boxes more. And again, if not, make sure that you're checking that it's not on spam and that you whitelist my site, my server at, you know, sarahwestall.com. Thank you, everyone, for supporting this program. And I sincerely mean that because, you know, I wanted to interview some people, tried to get me to interview a congressman, and we're still treated like lepers in this independent media. They don't want to associate, almost like we are in high school, the popular crowd won't associate with the others. And I feel like I'm still part of this other, and they're afraid to associate with us. And even though the mainstream media lies and they're awful, and we are doing everything we can to be truthful and bring you good information, they still are afraid. But I don't think it's just being afraid. I think they actually have this elitist issue, and it's like the popular crowd versus the ones who aren't. And the people who will talk to me, I think, have more integrity and are better people. And so, because not everybody in the independent media, obviously, but people who are serious and are professional themselves. I'm not going to say educated, because that's the wrong word, because it's not true. It may be self-educated, but professional is the right word, and trustworthy. Those people should be the people that you want to be on, not just because they're with some lying mass media. So I got to put that out, because I dealt with that this weekend, and I'm tired of being treated like a leper when we are the ones putting out the real information and not lying to people. So anyways, before I get into this interview, I want to remind people that Sherry has classes. She's going to tell you when her classes are specifically, but I do know that it's this Thursday and Friday, and then she's also rerunning it on Saturday. So anybody who misses the Thursday, Friday, you can also get her free class. They're giving free software so you can learn how to do this yourself. And you can go to her website at soundhealthoptions.com and get all that information. So anyways, let's get into this really interesting conversation with Sherry Edwards. Hi, Sherry. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks. Great to be here.
You have some amazing, you always have amazing information to share. Today you have some explosive stuff to share about Trump, about the debate, about Biden and other people. I want you to kind of lead. I'll be asking questions along the way, but where do you want to start? Do you want to start with Trump and the debate?
This is such a conglomeration of information that has a hub. I don't know where to start either. We could start with the debates, but I also want to bring in, I see a future of America that if Biden and those folks get in, the ones that are allowing these cities to be torn apart, the whole of the United States is going to be that way. And that's what I'd really like to see stopped.
Well, absolutely. This is just incredible. Let's start with the debate. Let's start with maybe Chris Wallace. Talk about him, because I think there's some obvious stuff that he helped Biden. But I don't think the contempt for Trump, do people realize? And his vocal prints really showed that. So can you talk about that?
I'd like to turn around a second and grab his file. There's so much going on. You know, I first did Biden and Trump, and then I started putting the pieces together of why Trump got aggravated, and he was aggravated at the first lie that Wallace let go. And they knew that about Trump, that he will not let a lie go if it's going to hurt somebody or the country. So they knew exactly what buttons to push. And then it just got worse. And so I decided to look at why Wallace, what was his intention in this debate, and I was disgusted. He's coming from a mental perspective. He wants to use words to create reality. And he did three things that I thought was nasty and underhanded. One, he let Biden get away with saying Antifa was just a word. It wasn't anything real. And you see it even in the limited TV we get. You see that Antifa is a group that's behind a lot of this destruction.
Well, they're very clearly a terrorist organization, just very clearly. And if anybody who follows Andy Ngo, he's constantly putting out what Antifa is doing, and people have with images and arrest records and everything else, people have to have their head completely in the sand to not know this. But anyways, keep going.
Well, I listened to the debates. It was hard to listen to them, especially the first time. It was just so intrusive into my idea of what a debate should be. You talk and then you talk, and this one was just like this at each other. It was not dignified, but the chaos was deliberate. The article in the New York Times about Trump only paid $450 in income tax, and then the words from Kamala that she did right before the debate. He didn't pay any more than poor Americans. I mean, it was a setup. They never proved that.
I wouldn't put it past them. That's what they do. They're in collusion with the media.
Want to talk about that a minute. And then all that stuff about white supremacy that had been done years ago, and they let that egg on and on and on. Did you see the recording where it showed Obama had a wire?
I did. I wasn't sure. I saw him doing that at the on the at, during the debate, and I was wondering, did he have one based on his vocal profile?
He was getting fed something because this was not his idea. The things that showed up in the debate, they looked really good. And for decorum, Biden would have gotten the praise. But for truth, Trump was the winner. And I think somebody was feeding Biden. And then when I saw, as he reached into his jacket and pulled out a wire, and you could clearly see it, somebody was feeding him. He showed to be on medication. But let's go up on about Wallace. He was not impartial. I did some summaries and I sent to you what was really going on. If Fox does not fire him, something's wrong because it was deliberate antagonism. And you look in Wallace's file, and all he wanted to do was to control. It was not moderate and guide, it was control. And he knows a lot of information, foundational information. So he's in on the fix. I don't know what kind of guidelines they're going to do next time, but there's two other things going on with Fox News that I found very hard to deal with. When he was on Outnumbered, Gingrich was shut down. And he was shut down by Melissa Justice, is her last name, and Maria Scharf. And both of them are more involved. Why would they want to shut down Gingrich? What he said was Soros is behind this. And it was the same day that it came out that Soros people rented the truck that delivered all the stuff to Louisville and all the signs and everything before the riots ever happened. So we got three people now at Fox that are on the other side. I don't know what's happening here. I thought I could trust Fox News, but Chris Wallace just put it over the top that they cannot be trusted.
Well, you can't trust Fox News because they were purchased by Disney last year. They were bought out, and they since they were purchased, they've been slowly putting in people from, that don't that aren't honest and that are like the other media giants. I mean, they're just turning Fox. They have a couple hangouts like Tucker and Laura, and then the rest they're slowly changing out. And there's a few more, but not many.
Well, that's the first thing you do, and that started in the Obama administration when they started a nonprofit media corporation, and they were feeding everybody the same thing. You could see it on the news. Everybody was using the same words, the same concept, and it was really to flummox the public. They think we're really stupid. I heard something last week from a national news person, and it was about Ohio. And it said Ohio has such persuadable people, which meant they're sheep. And he said everybody there is for Biden, but it will be the last person in that's giving a speech in Ohio because these people are so gullible. That's not true. I know people here in this little town I'm in. There's probably two Biden people out that are showing their Biden supporters. And they're saying things. One of them saying they want to vote for Biden because they don't like grifters like Trump. A grifter, a short-term con man. What a lie. He has done so much for this country.
Well, I think that that's the lying that you're seeing. The small towns are supporting Trump, but in huge numbers. The big cities are going towards Biden. And I don't know, maybe I don't know why that phenomena is like that. But what did you see with Trump, which I think is absolutely fascinating when it comes to COVID-19?
I looked at his speech from the hospital. Is that one?
His
speech. Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, we can talk about that too, but when the timing that he contracted COVID-19?
Well, I did a release on Friday, and I had done Trump stuff during debate, and it showed the COVID number, and it showed that his glutathione was really low. From his vocal print, he had COVID during the debate, and they were trying to say, no, he got it from his own staff and whatever. Article came out this morning that the staff that set up the debate, many of them had COVID. He had it before he went on stage.
So whoever set up the debate.
Yeah, so look at these attacks. Sending COVID people in to set up a debate, lying about him at every turn, attacking his family, pulling in things that are not true and demand or saying they're true. You know, just like this stupid Russian cover-up thing that was going on that they're now doing Senate debates on. And by the way, I did Comey in the Senate debate. He is just totally lying. Look at the difference between Dianne Feinstein is talking to him and he's truthful and she's there saying correct, 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 and everything that he's saying is done from this. And she took something from way back in history and said, don't you agree that we should have evaluated? And yes. But she didn't tell anybody that was way back when, and it had nothing to do with today. I think Lindsey Graham really grilled him, and his answer was, I don't remember, I don't know, but it's just for informational purposes they're trying to control, and Comey knows as much as Soros knows. If you look at their charts together, their same bottom line is they know the information. So Comey's on the other side. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you are. And is it hard for you to see the lies so blatantly? Because there isn't anyone else on the planet that can, I mean, you hear lies all the time. So when you're hearing these politicians, I mean, I suppose you're used to it, but when they're doing it to destroy this country, is it hard for you to hear lies all the time from the people who are destroying this country?
Yes, but look at what the ruling Democratic class has in common. If they get caught at what they're doing, they lose their job, they lose their money, they may go to jail, especially Biden and Ukraine and China. If these people get caught, their lives are ruined. That's what they're fighting for, all of them. They don't want to go to jail. But I see that the country going toward mob rule. Think about New York, run by the mob. It's now down the drains. And that same thing that planned for the whole country. So these mob-like characters who want your guns and they want to dictate you're going to get a vaccine, whether you like it or not, and will hold you down. Look what's happening in Australia. They can hold people down in public. I saw these pictures and rip off their underwear and give them a vaccine.
I know, it's just, it's incredible. Even China's not, has came out publicly and said they're not giving vaccines to the young and only to the vulnerable. So even them, who is a Marxist, country, communist country, is not doing that. So we've gone over the top. I think it's a control mechanism to force us to obey. But New York is sitting at a 90% vacancy rate in their office space. So they're in trouble. And they have over 50% of their restaurants are closing. They are in serious trouble. Now they're talking about doing a complete lockdown again. When you hear the de Blasio talk about lockdowns and talk about this, what are you hearing from him?
Power tripping, all of it's in an octave of power. And if people want to know where I'm getting this, we're having a 2-day class the end of this week, 7th and 8th. We're going to teach everybody to do this, and we're going to give them the software. So we'll send you the flyer about it.
Yeah,
We're going
perfect.
to record it and repeat it on Saturday.
What time?
I think it's from like 1 to 4 on Saturday.
Okay, let me know so that we can make sure that's
But
up
we'll
there for people to know. And now, Governor Whitmer of Michigan, just had a ruling that her mandates are unconstitutional, and she has come out vowing that she will find other ways to do these same mandates. I mean, she's evil, as far as I'm concerned. Have you had a chance to look at her vocal profile?
I have not looked at her profile. It's on my list for today because my daughter is a, oh, I shouldn't say that. I know somebody that is a superintendent of schools, and she's driving the schools crazy. When I drove into our building today, there was a group of teenage kids, little kids, teenagers, out on the basketball court wearing masks, playing basketball
That's
outside
ridiculous.
court. That's crazy. And we've talked about this before. Breathing in a paper bag until you pass out, and they outlawed it. Same kind of thing. But I've got people who are coming to us, and their fingernails are turning blue. They're not getting enough oxygen. It's hypoxia, and it comes from hypoxia-inducible factor. Somehow that has creeped in to the populace. I don't know if it's from these masks, but I'm working hard to decode all that and break down the genes so we can give the information to the people.
Well, it's well known that wearing masks for long periods of time gives you that. And that in a hospital environment, it's very controlled. The oxygen levels are at a certain level. They also know that they need to take their masks off and get more oxygen. The hospital environment's very different than the people, regular people, and they don't care. I've had my intel tell me that this is on, they're, like you were saying, they're paranoid, they're scared because they're going to go to prison. They've been told they have to take care of their mess, otherwise they're out. And that's why we're seeing this. They'd rather have more people die and control people with COVID. So that's why nothing makes sense. Because why would the mandates kill 10 times more people? And there's been studies, and 10 times is very conservative, by the way, causing 10 times more life years, loss of life years than the actual virus, using the most conservative numbers. Why would anybody in their right mind back that? And it's exactly what you're saying about trying to, they're fearful and they need to get control of things. But can you talk about what you found with Biden and his the medications he's taken? Because people saw him at that debate, including me, and I was surprised that he actually could function as well as he did. I know Trump interrupted him a lot, and if they would have let him talk, more of his dementia would have came out. But your vocal prints is showing some serious stuff. So can you talk about that?
I will, but I want to make a comment. We've tried to be conservative on your show, and we said to people, if you go get a vocal print and selenium shows up, then you're vulnerable. And that's about COVID. Now, about this hypoxia, if you go to the portal and get a nutrition printout, look for germanium. that's the first sign that you're having some hypoxia issues. And that's free on the portal, soundhealthportal.com. Okay, I was looking at Biden's print, and the thing that showed up the most was prostate issues. But he showed up taking several supplements, and there was a medication that the frequency showed up. I think I sent that to you. I did a balloon.
Yeah, you did, yes.
So, yeah, and aroxetam, several things like that showed up in his file. But his decorum, also lithium showed up in his file, which would keep people calm. But his meds, let me find another one of his. This is Biden at the Trump debate. He was showed to be very weak. He had some genomes dealing with prostate cancer. And he had something called Yaudio, which is a biomarker for brain injury. You know, I'm not so afraid of Biden as I am of Harris.
Yeah, what'd you find with Harris?
That it is extreme, my way or the highway. I will have control. She will control any and everyone. She is really high on E, on words. And she has a lot on naive, on G sharp, which means this is probably somebody else's idea that she is going to get physical control. That's the goal here in her file. And I'll send all of these to you so people can look at them.
Excellent.
Maybe we'll use them in the class to do interpretation.
I think that'd be good. But
hers with words.
I wanted to go back one time with Biden. The lithium and some of these medications are for dementia and mental clarity, correct?
Yes, and his file shows vascular dementia, which means fluids are not flowing the way they should.
Well, it makes sense because it's what we're seeing when he's on the campaign trail. And but the medications is keeping him looking like he might be okay, and also being cut off by Trump. So maybe this next one, if he lets him talk, all his dementia stuff, maybe it'll come out. He can't hide it forever. Will these medications, can they hurt him?
I don't know. I'd have to go look. But I know that they're going to use his physical condition to put Harris in charge. And there's Pelosi chomping at the bit. I'm going to be number two.
Oh, huh.
And Pelosi's thing is she thinks she's been a victim of something. She and Kerry and Biden and Romney all have the same vocal print around the same time, that they see themselves as victims. And I went back and tried to look at what was going on with each of them. And all of them have a child in stress or in a problem with the law and doing things with money that they shouldn't. At least that's been reported in the press. So what's the chances of they're all being blackmailed through their children?
They very well could be. So there's something that connects them from them feeling like a victim. Interesting. What else did you come up with? You sent me a lot of files, so I'm really curious as to what else you came up with.
I think it's really important to find out what the vulnerable pieces of this is. You know, these people have strength and show where they're really going, but where is Kamala vulnerable? She's vulnerable as she has information and she's using it to control people all the time, telling them, I'm doing this for your own good. Look at her statement about guns. Within 100 days, and she got right up in the camera, I will have your gun. Either you're giving it to me, I'm buying it, or I'll be on your porch at your front door taking it. That's not exactly what she said, but that's pretty darn close. And she's going to take your guns. Okay, we talked about countries taking over other countries. Take over the media. Don't give people the truth. Take any way that they have to protect themselves. don't give them enough food, and control their health. I just heard the other day that if you don't take the coronavirus, they're going to cut off your Social Security.
Oh, geez. Now, so Kamala Harris, one thing that I found interesting is that I remember you did her vocal print and you compared it to Hillary Clinton's. And hers and Hillary Clinton's were very similar.
Very, very similar. They both have this godlike idea, royalty. I get to do this. I have a right to do this. Hillary, much more than Kamala, because Kamala doesn't, she doesn't believe her own words. She doesn't believe they can be carried out. She has practically no energy in physically carrying out something. So that would be her weak point of not being able to carry out what she says, and that's where people ought to come back at her. I can put together a paper for you and with all these people's names and what is their vulnerability.
Oh, perfect.
So we can put that out. And so anybody that wants to at least even up the playing field, you know, it's not even when Biden gets up there and tells a blatant lie and he expects Trump not to respond. That's not Trump. Trump is a brawler. He's going to protect the little guys. And that's what it said in his hospital. He had two lines. He had foundation, strong, strong foundation, and protection of the people. The other parts of his thing was blank. He wasn't coming from emotions. He wasn't coming from naive or a godlike idea, which you see in Pelosi and Harris. He was coming from deep felt soul principle for the people and for the country. And he had a sadness in his voice that I can't explain. Almost like he knew what he needed to do, but his hands were tied and he couldn't get it done.
You know, coming from you to really endorse someone is very big, because you can hear the lies, you can hear what people believe. People who follow you know that. And so, you know, there are times where I see Trump will say something and I'm like, he's not telling the truth. But you, comparing him to Obama or Biden or all these other characters, he is truthful, he's honest, he has integrity, and that's what you can sense from his vocal prints. Did I summarize that well?
I see the actions. I see his actions are for the people and support of the people. Now, he's a flawed man. He can be the name calling I don't like.
But you have the talent to be able to hear his vocal print. So if you are, you know, you can hear that difference in his voice. So to you, does this man, is he resemble truth and integrity when it comes to his job as president?
Yes, as his job as president, but there's other things in his life, just like Kennedy and Bush and the rest of them, there's some things in their life, and Clinton, that they are flawed about. But when it comes to the people, he's 100%.
And that's what we need right now.
Yes, I believe so. I did Comey's Senate hearing. Comey, I think this is important, is so much like Obama. In his print, when it comes to fantasy and lying, he's up over 1,000.
Wow.
But when you look at, he wants control, but fantasy control. That's where Obama was, and that's where Comey is. It's Comey lying. Yes, without regret, and without emotion. And Dianne Feinstein is supporting his position in a untrue way. But I don't know if Feinstein's an attorney or whatever. 47% of congressmen people are lawyers. They are paid to lie and make a story around an untruth. I read an article also that originally when they put together the Constitution, they wanted to say no lawyers can be congressmen. And that's what it is. That's what we're fighting about. Our Constitution, it's served for so many years. Now people want to tear it apart. The parts they don't like that gave the control to the people. You can speak freely. You can have your gun. You can vote. I mean, just like Trump, America is flawed in that it wouldn't let women vote. It wouldn't let blacks vote appropriately. But we learned from our lessons. And freedom, I think, is what we're really fighting for. Not Black Lives, not Antifa, not who gets the money, although that's a biggie. A lot of it's bought. But we're fighting for our freedom to make our own choices. And that's in these big cities where all these riots are, that's what they're killing people about.
Well, let's talk about Ilhan Omar. She is trying to steal the election. The Project Veritas came out. And the reason I'm bringing her back up, because her vocal print scared the hell out of you. And you did the whole squad, but hers was unique with the squad. Can you tell people what you saw in her that was different from the others and that was scary?
I don't have it right here, but hers was from a dictate from God that she was doing the right thing, and no matter what she did, she'd be protected. And it was scary because she didn't care who she hurt doing it. It was from a religious perspective, and religion in a lot of places is not free and for the people. It's for the people who want to control you.
Well, and one thing that you brought up back then, and it's important to reiterate it now, is that she had the vocal print of a serial killer, of a terrorist, and it was very scary at that point. The other ones in the squad did not, but she did. Can you expand on that?
Just that she is the power and the dictator behind what the squad wants. And remember when we did that Pamela person, Pamela, P-A-M-I-L-A, a couple weeks ago? She associated with the squad, and she said live on TV, Biden's in our pocket. He's going to do what we tell him. And with this whole squad, it was about the religious control, dominance, that a religion that beheads people and cuts off women's body parts.
Okay, well, that's pretty incredible. Okay, so can you give us your spiel on this class that you have coming up on Saturday? And can you also stay after for my patrons?
Yes, I would be glad to. The Saturday class is going to be a rerun for people who can't be there on Thursday and Friday. Those are full days, so we'll get to do more exploration. But we want to give people the tools and the solutions of how to do this for themselves, so we can protect ourselves and not be so run over. And we can look at Romney's voice and Biden's voice and Harris, who really scares me. They seem to not have a conscience that includes protecting the people.
Is it all about themselves, or is it about
themselves?
It's about themselves. And are they taking direction from others?
They are taking directions from others. More it's about control. They want to control whatever is beneath them. And when we looked at this originally, we looked at Soros. And in a roundabout way, we were looking at Newt Gingrich and why these two people, the Fox News, shut him down. So I wanted to look at Soros. Soros knows more about this situation than anyone else. And Chris Wallace is probably second.
Wow. Okay.
The debate guy.
Yeah. Interesting. What about Comey?
Comey is just a liar. His information, he knows a lot about the same information that Soros does, but it's about control. And his downfall, justice his way, and the people will only have the information I provide, meaning him. His note of D, which is about information for the people, is all in naive. So when somebody has that high naive, somebody has fed him a story to make him believe.
Interesting. Okay. Well, stay after for my patrons, and thank you as always. You're the favorite listener or favorite guest of my listeners, and I know why, because it's where else can you get this information? So thank you so much, Sherry, for joining the program.
Thank you.